Hello, sunshine. Happy Friday, Yay. It's February 2nd, Groundhog's Day. Let's go fast. Let's go fun. Get you all kinds of knowledge and information in the best 10 minutes in news. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where we tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Chief executives of some of the biggest social media companies testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week in front of some families who say they've lost loved ones because of social media. Executives of Meta, TikTok, Snap, Discord, and X, formerly known as Twitter, were peppered with difficult questions about the risks that their products may pose to young people. We'll turn to CNN's Tom Foreman, who highlights this tense hearing. And as we watch, try to think critically about this dilemma. Who all is responsible for the harm that can be caused by social media companies' platforms? What would you suggest that the companies themselves and users can do to maybe mitigate the risks involved? Should Congress pass laws to protect users? What would you do to make these platforms safer?
But you have blood on your hands.
Your product is killing people. Will you set up a victim's compensation fund with your money, the money you made on these families sitting behind you? Yes or no?
Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, whose company owns Instagram, pushed into apologizing to families who say they were harmed by online content. Some waving pictures of children who died or killed themselves. It was an astonishing moment, yet the billionaire head of Meta dug in anyway.
And this is why we invested so much and are going to continue doing industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
Your platforms really suck at policing themselves.
Against a torrent of accusations from the Senate committee about enabling sexual exploitation, election meddling, fake news, drug abuse, and child endangerment, the heads of five tech giants tried to push back.
We very much believe that this content is disgusting.
X will be active and a part of this solution.
But the fury kept coming in a rare show of unity between Democrats.
One-third of fentanyl cases investigated over 5 months had direct ties to social media.
And Republicans.
37% of teenage girls between 13 and 15 were exposed to unwanted nudity in a week on Instagram. You knew about it. Who did you fire?
Senator, this is why we're building all
the tools. Who did you fire?
I'm not going to answer that.
There was plenty of heat to go around as the tech bosses were scorched with claims their products promote anxiety, depression, and violence, especially among young people.
Children are not your priority. Children are your product.
But no one was hit harder than Zuckerberg, whose attempts at defense at times were literally laughed at.
My understanding is that we don't allow sexually explicit content on the service for people of any age.
How is that going?
Is there any one of you willing to say now that you support this bill?
Many of the lawmakers are intent on overturning a long-standing federal law that immunizes those companies from lawsuits over user-generated content and putting tough regulations in place.
It's time to actually pass them. And the reason they haven't passed is because of the power of your company. So let's be really, really clear about that.
And while the tech bosses say they're happy to work on safeguards, skepticism ran rampant.
Nothing will change until the courtroom door is open to victims of social media.
Sometimes in hearings like this, lawmakers seem like they just don't understand how tech really works. But they do understand human suffering. They know the political power of that. And they know how to count votes, as one of them noted today. And big tech could be on the wrong side of the next one and facing regulations like never before.
Pop quiz, hot shot. In the U.S., women make up what percentage of licensed pilots? Fewer than 10%, fewer than 20%, nearly 50%, nearly 75%. Answer is fewer than 10%, according to a recent Women in Aviation Advisory Board report for the Federal Aviation Administration. A team of underwater archaeologists and marine robotics experts believe they found a clue to what happened to aviation legend Amelia Earhart, whose plane mysteriously went missing 87 years ago. Earhart was a pilot who broke both gender stereotypes and aviation records, becoming the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean and first pilot to fly solo and nonstop across the U.S. Her final flight on July 2, 1937 became one of the greatest unsolved mysteries in American history. She had an ambitious goal to become the first woman to fly around the world and made it two-thirds of the way. Then Amelia's plane went missing. But as CNN's Jeremy Roth explains, a group of deep-sea explorers believe they found the plane.
A group of deep-sea explorers say a sonar image captured in the middle of the Pacific Ocean may reveal Amelia Earhart's long-lost final flight. Using cutting-edge sonar imaging tech, the South Carolina-based Deep Sea Vision team scanned more than 5,000 miles of ocean floor before capturing an image showing an anomaly more than 16,000 feet underwater that matches the size and features of the Lockheed 10E Electra Earhart was piloting when the pioneering aviator went missing nearly 87 years ago.
The twin vertical stabilizers in the back are very clear on the sonar image, and those were very distinctive of Amelia Earhart's aircraft, and we were very happy to see those.
At this point, the findings are still speculative, but have already attracted the attention of prominent aviation experts who say the intriguing findings warrant a return expedition. The Deep Sea Vision team hopes more information could help them bring closure to one of American history's great mysteries.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, Groundhog Day. Every year on February 2nd, an event dating back to the 19th century takes place in my home state of Pennsylvania in the town of Punxsutawney, the so-called weather capital of the world. Members of the local Groundhog Club, yes, there's such a thing, dress in hats and tuxedos and await the hero of the day, Punxsutawney Phil. The crowd gathers to see whether Phil will see his shadow upon arising from his burrow. According to old Pennsylvania Dutch superstition, if he does, it means six more weeks of winter. If not, it's said that spring will come early. Our meteorologist Allison Chinchar is here for more details, and you may remember Miss Allie always matches her graphics or the weather theme of the day, and for this special day, she breaks out her famous Punxsutawney Phil hat.
That's right, Coy. Today is the day the famous Punxsutawney Phil will make his predictions for whether or not we will have six more weeks of winter or perhaps an early spring. Now, in the past, he has had a wide variety of predictions, but here's the thing. He has seen his shadow way more times than he has not. You're talking over 100 times he has seen his shadow just since 1887. About a fifth of that, he has not seen his shadow, meaning we would have an early spring. But the real question is he accurate? Is he even right when he makes these predictions? Technically speaking, statistically, Phil is only right about 40% of the time. So not exactly a great forecaster. But the good news is, regardless of what Phil actually picks, if you don't like it, chances are there's another groundhog across the country somewhere that will give you the prediction you do want to hear, including some pretty colorful names like General Beauregard Lee in Georgia, Staten Island Chuck in New York, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Ohio also have some very interesting named groundhogs, which will also make their predictions later today.
Thank you, Allie. You gotta let me borrow that hat one day. All right, lovely people. Thanks for learning with me this week, and I appreciate all the love for those who found me on social media and for those of you who sent me some mail. Our CNN Overlook mailbox is full. I want to give a special shout out today. This one goes to Fort Sam Houston School in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you for the swag and all the autographs. Cougars, we see you. This makes my heart smile. All right, go on out and shine bright from your small corner of the earth this weekend. Even if it's just a smile, you can be the love that someone needs. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to learn this week with you.